live. You can bring up what you want toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to get connected with the program in the way that you prefer. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Hallie.
And Allie.
All right. So, of course, we'll talk to you about anything that you want. I mentioned a story last night. We never had a chance to get to it, so I'm just going to go right out the gate. With the story about an 80-year-old man, this could be your grandfather, this could be your father, who was killed by the police. And the police believed that there was a meth lab at this man's house. Turns out they were completely wrong. Stories from the Daily Caller at dailycaller.com. The widow of an 80-year-old man who was shot dead by police during a drug raid on their home is suing for $50 million. On the night of June 27th, Los Angeles County deputies raided the home of Eugene Mallory and Tanya Pate. Authorities claim they had probable cause to search the premises because they say they could smell chemicals used to make methamphetamine while standing outside the home. Police suspected Mallory of being involved in an illegal meth ring. He was asleep in bed when police entered his home. Pate said her husband has bad eyesight and couldn't tell that the men entering the house were police officers without his glasses. Plus, when you're in the middle of, just as an aside, when you're in the middle of a dead sleep, it's hard to figure out what's going on at all. If you're woken from a sleep by whatever the noise might be, there's a possibility you may be slightly disoriented in that moment.
Right. And also, when they say smelled things that are used to make meth, I don't know what that means. Like,
well, they are trained, and they'll tell you this in court, that they're trained in these matters so that they know. Nurse Patricia, who was arrested for growing cannabis in her home, I saw an officer testify that he smelled cannabis coming out of a ventilation system in her home. And he was standing very close to her house, and the Supreme Court even said, that's okay.
Wow.
Well, I could see a smoked drug, knowing how that smells, but the ingredients to make meth, I mean, I know that there's, like, different, I understand there's different ways to make it, and that, like, Couldn't a household item be used in the process of making meth? It could be a lot of things.
I don't know. But let me get a little more of the story. So what happened next is disputed by the police and Ms. Pate. The deputies claim that Mallory pointed a gun at them, requiring them to take defensive measures. They shot him 6 times, and he died.
By the way, I just wanted to say anybody can bust into a home and say that they're the police also.
Absolutely true. Age does not preclude somebody from being aggressive towards deputies, said Steve Whitmore, the spokes bureaucrat for L.A. County Sheriff's Department. He said, the lesson here is, and obviously forgive me for stating the obvious, but don't pull a gun on a deputy. And, of course, as you point out, Tally, how are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know even if you aren't just rolling out of bed at 3 in the morning or whatever awful time that they decide to effect this raid? How are you supposed to know, even if it's 3 in the afternoon, you're completely awake and there are men in black walking, you know, running up your front porch with weapons? How are you supposed to really know? I mean, as Mark has pointed out, our regular weekday co-host Mark spent time in prison, and he knows from being around criminals that this is a relatively common tactic for the police or for the criminals to masquerade as though they are the police in order to get people to not fight back.
So this story is unusual because sometimes you hear about people calling 911 and police respond in such a way if there's somebody that's suicidal. But this is the first time that I've heard of people smelling meth outside of a home and busting it.
Now, Ms. Pate maintained her husband did no such thing. She said he would never point a gun at officers. He was taken from me for no reason. She's suing Sheriff's Office for $50 million. The coroner's office is also named in the suit. And the office released Mallory's body to an out-of-state relative, and Pate claimed he was cremated before her own investigators could perform an autopsy. So basically, all she has to go on is what the official government autopsy said. Police found no meth, nor evidence of a meth operation inside the home. They did find some marijuana in Ms. Pate's son's room. Sheriff's Department insists the marijuana vindicates the raid. Whitmore goes on to say, there was a drug operation that was certainly going on in this house. All in all, it was bad week for Los Angeles cops. One L.A. police lieutenant was arrested for soliciting a prostitute. Another has been temporarily relieved of duty after firing his gun in an effort to scare some kids who were bothering him. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department not return requests for comment. So, could have been your father, could have been your grandfather. There's no meth operation going on in this home. There was no evidence of any kind of meth operation going on. The lady that lived there had a son who had some marijuana. I mean, that's your average home in America.
And you notice with the stories where if the cops are wrong, then basically the story is that there's been a murder by the police. And so they just make these claims that they don't really have evidence for, but that's the only thing they can do to justify what's happened. So they're just going to really, like, try to push that line as hard in their favor as possible. So even if some of it turns out to not be true, they can't prove that there was a meth operation. At least, you know, people might try to justify the cops shooting in self-defense.
Well, and they can't prove anything, right? It's just their word versus now the lady, because nobody else has left. The old guy's dead. And of course, there's no camera system there to where you've got an objective record of what actually transpired. So if the cops say, he pointed a gun at us, then that's all they have to say, and mission justified. You know, it doesn't matter that there was never a meth lab in the first place. Some cop thought he smelled something, and so therefore they raided this home, and now there's a dead grandfather or whatever, and there's nobody's going to be held accountable for it. I highly doubt this lady's going to get that $50 million. Highly doubt it. So there's that meth story. And then, Allie, you've got a meth-related story here in a moment. We'll get to that. Brenda's on the line, though, in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I ran into you guys tonight on the computer. I sat here until 7. I've been fighting for a few years to get my son's story out. My oldest son, who has a degree in criminal justice and wanted to be the cop that did things by the book, has been hammered by some dirty cops here in Erie, PA. My son was on his way to my house when he encountered two men in the road. He stopped. The one guy come up to his driver's door, opened it, started wailing on him. He had a broken nasal septum fracture and a possible bleed in his head.
Just to clarify something, your son is a police officer. He was in his cruiser or in his private vehicle?
No, honey, my son was not a cop at the time. He was just a normal citizen.
Was he looking to be a police officer?
Yes, sir. He had his criminal justice degree from Mercyhurst Northeast.
Gotcha.
He had his concealed carry permit. He had the weapon he had was his.
So two guys open up his car door and commence wailing on him?
Did he know the assailants?
Well, he did not. After I found out who was shot, we know of these people. Erie, PA is not a big town. I have family members that know these people. Never wanted to meet them from things that I've heard. But it ended up the one kid approached the car, opened the door, pulling him and pounding on him from the vehicle. When Joel got to his feet, he shoved the young man to the rear of the vehicle, dialed 911, and pulled his weapon. The problem is, the arresting officer was a relative of the kid shot. It was his cousin. I do have Joel's stuff up running on YouTube. It's on Erie Party / Joel Atkin, A-T-K-I-N.
I don't know what that is. Erie Party?
Erie Parties.
Is that a channel on YouTube?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me see if I'm following you real quick here. So your son's driving in Erie, Pennsylvania. Somebody comes up to his door, pulls the door open, and commences beating on him. He manages to get out of the car, shove the person toward the back of the car while he manages to pull a gun on this individual. And at what point did he shoot this alleged assailant?
When he pulled his weapon, he also dialed 911.
Meaning he was holding him at gunpoint?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm wondering where the shooting came in. If you can hang on, I'd like for you to continue your story here in a moment. More with Brenda, and we'll get your thoughts as well. You can share whatever's on your mind here tonight at Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. And also, you may connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there in a variety of different ways. The bulletin board system allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and do it for free over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy BBS, actually, freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to said bulletin board system. A new law is being enacted, unfortunately, which forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits the U.S. government's standards. You may only have a 43% debt-to-income ratio, which means take all the debt that shows up on your credit report and divide by your monthly gross income. That's house payment, property taxes, auto payments, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, boat loans, and everything. If your ratio is anywhere near a 43% figure, you most likely won't get the loan. This rule is for conforming loans, FHA, and VA. Now is the time to refinance or buy a home before this takes full effect. The government shutdown, which of course is now over, had slowed the implementation of this new law. Next year, it may very well be much worse. Call Roger Schlesinger from MortgageMinuteGuy.com to get the info and get that mortgage. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. Brenda is with us in Erie, Pennsylvania. Her son, we're not through the story yet. I want to make sure we get all the details and that I understand what is being told, because I understand this has to be a really frustrating situation for you, Brenda, and it's probably hard to make sure that all the info gets out. So what I have understood from you so far, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that your son, who is intending to be a police officer but hadn't yet gotten in, was driving in Erie. Somebody approached, opened up his car door, pulled him out, and commenced beating on him. He managed to get him off of him, pulled his weapon, pulled a gun on him, and held this man at bay while calling the police. There was a shooting at some point, and I didn't really understand at what point the shooting happened. Can you tell me more about that?
The young man approached my son as he was telling him not to come any closer, went for the gun, and that's when he was shot.
Mm.
I was not there. I heard the call dispatched on my police scanner.
Okay.
When the police arrived and called out the purple Saturn, my heart sank.
They called out what?
A purple Saturn. That's the vehicle my son was in.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
At that point, I knew he was on his way to my house. I knew there was a possibility he could have his girlfriend's car, which was the purple Saturn. I just had an awful feeling. At that point, they had not given out a name on the scanner. My other son was home. I was, telling him what I had heard on the scanner, that I believed it was Joel. I sort of freaked out a little more. I ended up calling my son. The first time, he did not answer. I hung up. I called back. The second time, he answered. I yelled, "Joel." He said, "Mama, I just shot somebody." I said, "I know. Are you all right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Have you been cut? Because I heard on the dispatch call the other kid had a knife." He said, "Yes." I asked him if they knew where he was, they were taking him. He said, "No." I said, "More than likely to the police station. I am on my way." I hung up. I called my mother. I told her what I knew, that Joel was involved in a shooting. The other kid had a knife. I had talked to Joel. He was all right. I was on my way to the police station.
Okay.
After that, I called his fiance, told her the exact same thing as my mother.
Mm-hmm. So where's the story going?
My son's doing 17 to 34 years. I never testified to what I knew. There was a video that was turned over to police that they no longer have.
And the video showed what?
I'm assuming the shooting. We never saw the video.
Just to clarify something, so he was charged with what? Homicide?
First-degree murder.
And the first-degree, meaning that it was supposedly premeditated?
I'm not all that up on the law, but
I'm pretty sure that's what first-degree murder is, the difference between first-degree and second-degree. And I'm no lawyer, but the difference is that first-degree is that the individual thought about it in advance, they planned it out, whereas a second-degree murder is a kind of in-the-heat-of-passion sort of a murder. The kind of the classic example is somebody catching a loved one cheating on them and then, you know, killing them in the fit of rage, that kind of thing. So he went to trial and a jury found him guilty?
They found him guilty of third-degree murder.
Third-degree, now you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what third-degree murder is.
They originally charged him with first-degree, I believe.
I see. And now he's in prison. So the fact that this guy was going to be a police officer didn't weigh on the jury. They went ahead and found him guilty. What are your thoughts on that?
This has been the worst 4 years of my life.
I believe it.
What I heard on that scanner, I hear every day in my head. Like I said, I was not there, but I know of these people, and I just can't believe God left my son run into him that day.
Do you think it was random, like a random carjacking, or was he targeted?
No, this was a situation we heard several years before the shooting. How Vinnie Sack, who was the other individual in the street, when my son turned on it, there were two men in the street.
So, basically, let me see if I'm following you. The two men were together. One of them was the assailant. The other one was a friend of the assailant. So, therefore, they cooked up their story. That's what they told the police and the jury, and the jury sided with the criminals in this case?
The other young man was the brother.
Of the victim, or the victim, I guess,
yes,
the assailant.
Yes.
Wow. It's horrifying. It's a shame that there was no one else around to see it, or maybe there was, but they're too afraid to speak out. You know, I don't know what the circumstance was as far as, was this like an industrial area? Was it a neighborhood where this happened?
Well, what happened was Vinny bought this home near GE Transportation, and what happened is the folks from GE use his road to avoid a light, and he didn't like GE traffic using his road. We heard stories before how they stop cars, beat the hell out of the person. Their cop relative would come, and, you know, it would just be you go, because
it's horrifying.
We really, you know, but the arresting officer was a relative.
Of the thug. You're saying the arresting officer was a relative of the thug, and so that you believe that there's some scummy people within the police department, which, of course, wouldn't surprise me. I wish you the best of luck getting some semblance of justice. I realize it's a late stage in the game, and I don't know if you're going to have another chance, but I'm sorry to hear the story, and I thank you for calling.
I find the truth.
I appreciate your call tonight, Brenda. Good luck. Let us know if anything develops in the case. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves if you like. Or sit back and listen. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You will find the features there totally free. And if you would like to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com to purchase a variety of different things. There's Amazon links there, so you can go to Amazon US, Amazon UK, Canada, Amazon, whichever one's your preference, and you just get your shopping taken care of and get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Because when you enter Amazon through the links, you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. It's a great way to get the same great deals you're used to on Amazon and help Free Talk Live all at once. Now, maybe you've got something that you want to sell online, but you don't know how to get hooked up with Amazon. That's got to be a big process. What if you want total control over your product and your shipping and the user experience that they have, you know, on your site, but maybe you're not a technical wizard. You don't know how the guts of the internet works to where you could go and program a site from scratch. Squarespace.com can help you, and they can help you for free because you can go right now to Squarespace.com and sign up for the free trial account with nothing but an email address. You don't need to have a credit card number on file. You just go and get started with Squarespace. You put together an incredibly attractive website. They've got different graphical templates there that were created by pros. These people know what they're doing. The sites look great. And you can start one in moments at squarespace.com. Now, you can have a, you know, portfolio site, a blog site, and you can have e-commerce. You can plug in their e-commerce module into any of their site templates, and it really makes it easy to sell products online. You can sell real-life products and ship them, or you can sell digital products and deliver them via email. So you can do it however you want. They've got an order management interface that lets you easily track outstanding orders, resend customer update emails, print packing slips, all from that single interface. It's available in well over, looks like at least 10 countries worldwide, including the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and more. Squarespace Commerce offers an express checkout mode. There's a 30-second merchant sign-up with Stripe, which is their credit card processor. It gives you instant approval and doesn't require any paperwork. You can begin receiving money for your for purchases via direct deposit in moments. Customers, of course, can sign up for your mailing list during the checkout process. It's completely secure, PCI-compliant, SSL-enabled, and it's affordable. Stripe only charges 2.9% plus a 30-second per successful transaction fee, and Squarespace imposes no additional transaction fees. So when you're ready to get serious about doing online e-commerce, Squarespace.com makes it easy. And their hosting package, by the way, is all of $8 per month, which includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So go and use our discount code FTL and the number 10. It's FTL10 to save 10% when you're ready to sign up and actually purchase the Squarespace hosting. But you can go and start your hosting right now, start the site now, get dig into all the tools for free at squarespace.com. Again, code FTL, the number 10. So we started out the show talking about a horrifying story about a 80-year-old man who was shot to death by the police in the middle of the night. The police come in. They're raiding his home. They claim they smelled a meth lab. Turns out there was nothing resembling a meth lab. There was no meth. There was no meth lab. There was nothing except a bag of marijuana in their son's room. And this old gentleman is now dead as a result of the police shooting him 6 times. They claimed that he had drawn a gun on them. His girlfriend, his living girlfriend, says he would never do anything like that. So you've got, they say one thing, she says another thing. There's no, of course, objective third party who can really tell us what the absolute truth is. But regardless of what happened in the home with the shootout, we do know the truth is the police raided this man's home over the ostensible claim that, you know, meth was being produced. And we know that meth was not, in point of fact, being produced there. But even if it were being produced there, it's all completely unnecessary because of the insanity of the war on drugs. If there were no war on drugs, there would be no need for home meth labs.
Right.
Exactly.
And so if there were no, like, if meth were legal, and by the way, there actually is a legal product on the pharmaceutical market that is the equivalent of methamphetamine. It is called Disoxin, and you can literally buy brand name methamphetamine. So,
wow.
There is meth.
That what is it prescribed for?
That's a good question. We talked about it years ago on Free Talk Live. You will have to pull that up on the internet's alley because I don't recall. Desoxyn, D-E-S-O-X-Y-N, I believe, is the brand name of meth. And so clearly meth can be and is manufactured under laboratory environment conditions.
And isn't that where you'd want your meth to be made if you're
totally
a consumer?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And that's one of the things about legalizing drugs is the harm reduction aspect comes in where, yes, meth is a dangerous drug. I mean, addiction to methamphetamine can be a very negatively life-altering experience. I would not recommend anybody get involved in the use of methamphetamine.
You could easily become addicted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, however, if you're going to be involved in methamphetamine, it's certainly better to acquire methamphetamine that is pure, that is uncut, that is consistent, that you know the level of, I don't know how methamphetamine is measured, but whatever the purity level, that you would know the level of consistency over time because, you know, when you go and you buy beer off the shelf, you're not all of a sudden struck by an unexpectedly strong beer. Mm-hmm. You know, that just doesn't happen. There are certain standards in place at the manufacturers that make sure that each batch is the same consistency.
Or cigarettes. There's light versions and the regular.
Sure. Or you can get a double bag or whatever. You want to get a stronger beer. You know what you're buying when it comes to the marketplace. But because of the illegality of drugs, the people who look to purchase them, and there will always be these people, those people are subject to the dangers of the black market. And the reason why people believe in stopping drugs, isn't it ostensibly because they want to help people? I mean, most people who support the war on drugs, they don't seem to be bloodthirsty. I mean, maybe there's a small percentage of them that are, but usually the people that want to ban drugs come at it from a, oh, well, this is going to make society better standpoint. There was a.
I feel like it's more of a being afraid of what people will do when they're on drugs, sort of having a general, like, distrust maybe of people, because there are those out there who do seem willing to do a lot of drugs, and I can't relate to them, and it makes me worry about, you know, what they could do one day if they got really high and or mixed something together and kind of went crazy. It's a concern, but the thing is that no one's treating them like people who have been abused in their life or whatever caused them to want to abuse drugs and, like, risk their life and the lives of others.
No, they're treated like criminals.
To not have loved ones around to say, hey, you're kind of going crazy with this drug. Maybe, you know, you should stay off it and help them through that. They don't have anyone. And instead, you throw them in jail so that they can meet other criminals and then learn how to hijack cars so that they can sell the cars and get more drugs.
Yeah, crimes with victims.
Exactly.
So it's just tragedy all around, and it's all completely unnecessary. Had methamphetamine been legal, this elderly gentleman would still be alive today. I don't know if he has grandkids, but, you know, he's 80 years old, so he probably has some kids.
Well, I suppose prescription meth is legal in the United States. This is from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Methamphetamine has been approved by the FDA in treating ADHD, and exogenous obesity originating from factors outside of the patient's control in both adults and children. It's sold under the name Desoxin and trademarked by Danish pharmaceutical company Lundbeck.
Yep. And it's been available for years. So there you go. I mean, so obviously methamphetamine isn't bad all by itself. And in fact, we talked about a study that was done recently on drug addicts, methamphetamine addicts specifically, and it found that when given the opportunity to choose between $20 and a hit of really good meth, like a good like amount of meth and a really, like for a meth addict, it would be very attractive, they would choose the $20. And the idea was they would get the $20 6 weeks later after the end of the study. They were being kept in a hospital bed the whole time or in a hospital room. And so it showed that they were making rational choices when they could have been, and they were drug addicts, when they could have been, you know, feeding their addiction. So it was interesting because it showed that it was basically the circumstances of their life that created the addiction, not so much the drug itself. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strip or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365. I guarantee your friends will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And if you would like, you can interact in a variety of different ways. News updates are one way that you can receive information about the show and talk back. Because if you post, say, on our Facebook profile, then obviously everybody can read those posts and you can interact with other listeners there. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, whatever your preference. We probably have it. So go to news.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Coming up here still tonight, there's a story about a man in the UK who has been threatened by the police over his Halloween display. Plus, Allie's got another crystal meth-related story where the cops screw it up again. But first, we go to Jim listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hello, Jim.
Hello, it's Joe.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, as a tobacco addict, and I've been through treatment for various abuse issues years ago, I respect addiction as a hardcore thing, and there's only one thing more addictive than tobacco, and that's crystal meth. And I've done that a handful of times, and the worst part about it, a lot of fun.
What was the first time when you did it? What were the circumstances?
Somebody, like I say, a friend. Like most chemical pioneers, I was, I guess, blessed or smart enough to do it in the right set or setting, or have, you know, being around people that had more of a clue than I did.
So everyone around you had done it before?
Not everyone, but the person that turned me onto it said, oh, you know, this is the new thing. This is, we're talking 15 years ago.
So how does one ingest this? I don't even know.
At that time, it was just a little tiny sniff of powder.
Oh, you inhaled it. You snorted it as opposed to smoking it?
Correct.
Gotcha.
The point is, it was great, and I was like, wow, this is so cool, and I actually had have some science background. I thought, you know, we can make this, we can do this, we can do that. And the person that kind of turned me on was like, whoa, slow down. I mean, I've never paid for it. I've done it 3 times, never paid for it. Enjoyed it, appreciate it, respect it, but it's a dangerous thing. It's, you know, you get a tiger by the tail, and what are you going to do but keep dancing? And so it's a dangerous thing. But I have a different twist I wanted to ask you all about, because I don't always agree with you all, but I respect your insights and opinions and experiences. And this is, I'm calling you from my new, quote-unquote, smartphone. And, you know, I used to have a tough flip phone. I'm a plumber. You know, I've studied all kinds of stuff, but I've been doing plumbing and electric for a while. So I had a tough phone, and it lasted 3 or 4 years. You could drop it in the toilet, although I never did. But when it finally died, the cheapest way I'd get out of the phone store with a phone was with this smartphone. They want to give you all these free apps. There's all these free apps, and there's a lot of multiple ones. And I gotta admit, I'm, you know, I mean, to me, this is an NSA spying device. And I was hoping you all might have some insights as to, like, some websites I could go to find some more kind of shareware, cool, free apps for your phone.
Well, I guess, you know, there's a lot of apps, right? So,
there's hundreds for free. And everyone I look at,
the only thousands.
One as far as the Weather Channel, and only because when I really read the fine print, I could disable the "we got to track you" thing. So a lot of them say, we want to always track you and yada, yada, yada.
Look, man, if they want to track you, it won't matter what apps you have installed on your phone. I just like to make that clear first and foremost. If you have any kind of cell phone and the...
Do track phones offer protection against that at all?
No. I mean, not if they know your phone number.
Like cheap throwaway phones?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's more anonymous, especially if you cycle through them. But, yeah, I mean...
I was just curious.
No. Okay, so, look, if... Just let's make sure we're clear on this. If you have any cell phone, whether it's a smartphone or not, and it has a battery in it, and it's powered on, they know where you are. It's not hard for them. All the cops have to do is go to the cell phone company and say, we need to know where this person is. And they will tell you... They will tell the cops. They can put a trace on your phone so the cops can know where you are at any old time.
So any mobile phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And some would argue that they can even do it with the phone turned off. So if you want to really prevent it, you have to take the battery out.
And that's without the GPS. But...
Not that I'm even doing anything wrong. And part of me, I mean, one of the things I preach is hide in plain sight. I mean, I still play on Facebook sometimes. But they're aggregating data. They're messing with that. And I was hoping you all might have...
So I've got some suggestions for you. I just wanted to make sure that people knew that there's no app that can protect you from them knowing where you are. Now, that said, there are some interesting apps that if you're interested in privacy, you might want to look into. So one of them is called Redfone, and the other one is called Text Secure. They're both made by the same company. They're supposedly open source. I don't know. I'm not I haven't looked into it that deeply. But the idea is that these are both encrypted calling and texting apps. So normally when you send a text message over your cell phone, it's sent completely unencrypted. So all of the text messages you've ever sent, your phone company could have been monitoring them. Or, you know, usually the phone companies have a period of time at which they will hold messages for, and then they will erase them. So maybe it's 5 days, maybe it's 2 weeks. Who knows what each company has different policies on that. But whatever they've got stored is plain text. I mean, they can go through and read what you say. It's no problem. But Text Secure is a program. It's free. That allows you to encrypt your texts. Now, obviously, the other person you're texting has to have Text Secure in order to be able to read what you're going to send. But it's a pretty neat program. And the Redfone is encrypted voice communications as well. And again, the other person you're calling needs to have the Redfone app on their side as well. But then, at least in that case, if the government guys came to your phone company and said, we want to hear all the phone calls from this person, we want to read all the text messages, all they would get would be encrypted garbage. They wouldn't be able to read it. So that helps you somewhat.
Or they have to pay somebody a lot of money to read it. Near as I can tell from looking at these different apps that are free, it's like, do I want to go with Google or Microsoft? I mean, is it like McDonald's or Wendy's? And I try to avoid those kind of choices.
Well, there are a lot of independent developers of apps, and that's kind of a good thing, if, especially on the Android platform. Android,
just look at the ratings. Like, look at
that
the,
helps,
that's
but it's
what
not
I
always
do.
It's not always good because sometimes people will fake their own ratings. I did come across a program once, Allie, that was supposed to be an instant messenger replacement program, one that would log in to like your Yahoo or your AOL or your Google, and that program was essentially a phishing program. When I put in my username and password, they stole my username and password in that whoever it was that wrote the program used the program to phish my passwords. And yeah, it was an instant message program. It worked, but they stole my my passwords, and then I had to go and change them because
did you download that from an independent website?
No, I got that from the Google Play Store.
Oh wow.
Because they don't put any
again, Google.
Well, no, hold on. It's not Google's fault. No. It's not. No, wait a minute. It's not Google's fault because they don't police their Play Store like Apple does. I like that because it means there's more apps from which I can choose. If you go with the Apple Store, then it's only the apps that have gotten through the Apple approval process, and so therefore there aren't as many, and that means there's not as much choice in the marketplace. So there's a couple for you. I hope that helps you, Jim. I thank you for the call tonight. And what else I would recommend? Maybe go on the Free Talk Live BBS and post there, hey, what apps do you like? I mean, that's a question that has probably already been answered a million times on the internet, but maybe it being answered by liberty-oriented people would come up with an interesting list. There's one called Cop Recorder, which is a pretty cool one. You start this is for Android. I don't know if it's available for iPhone, but you start the app up, and it runs in the background on your phone. So it's recording audio, but if somebody looks at the phone, it just looks like, your phone's doing its normal thing on the home screen or wherever while it's actually recording audio. So that's a pretty cool app. Bambuser is another one. That's one where you can record video, and it records to your phone, and it also streams it online at the same time. When Pete caught that audio of the police basically saying, F him, being very, very rude when they thought that no one was listening. That was because he was streaming it on Bambuser with the Bambuser app. All these apps are free. Peacekeeper, I know, is coming. I don't think that's been officially released yet. So there's a number of neat apps. Tally, any favorites that you have?
I use pretty standard apps, but I use my tablet a lot for reading, news stories of RSS feed. So Feedly is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I have that.
The standard, and then Pocket is awesome. That's where I get all my stories for Free Talk Live.
Favorite app, Allie?
I'm really liking Flipboard, but then I'm also now getting into Instagram and things like that, so that's one I use a lot.
And Facebook, that's for pictures, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So 855 450 free, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you want to suggest some favorite useful apps. You're welcome to do that. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics, just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.